Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the all-new Silver Scripture Box with a set of 52 new Bible verse memorization cards based on this series, The Invisible War. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part three of a message called Set Free From Me.
I don't know about you, but I could admit pretty honestly that before I had the Holy Spirit in my life, there were some things I just couldn't say no to. I didn't have the ability to say no to them. Now, you can call them compulsions. You can call them habits. You can call them urges. You can call them lusts. You can call them impulses. You can call them your old nature. But the truth is, there were some things in my life I just couldn't say no to. I had no ability to say no because I didn't have, all I had was willpower. Now I have God's power, and He gives me the ability to say no. Look at this verse up here on the screen. Galatians 5:16 says this: "Let the Spirit direct your lives, and you will not satisfy the desires of the old human nature." Now, if I let the Spirit live through me, does it say I won't have those desires? Is that what it said? No. It said I won't what? I won't satisfy those desires. I won't satisfy those desires. In other words, do I still have the same desires I had before I was a Christian? Yes. Do I still have the same temptations? Yes. Do I still have the same urges and compulsions? Yes. Do I fulfill them? No. Why? Because I have a new power inside of me. And it's not just willpower anymore. Now, I've heard people say, but why should I limit any desire in my life that seems natural? Why should I rein it in if it's a natural desire? Friends, not everything natural is good for you. I mean, I might naturally want to punch you in the nose. That doesn't mean I should do it. I have a lot of natural desires that I need to not fulfill. For instance, sometimes I have a natural desire to cuss people out on the freeway. Does it mean I should just do it? No. Just because it's natural doesn't mean it's good. Arsenic is natural, but you drink it and it'll kill you. A lot of natural things are poison. So just because it says natural doesn't mean it's good. There are things in my old nature that are very natural for me to do, but they're self-destructive. I mean, people say, well, if I feel this way, why shouldn't I give into it? Because that's called maturity. Maturity is when you do the right thing, not what you feel like doing, because what you feel like doing isn't always the best for you, the best for somebody else, God's will, or whatever. If everybody just did what they naturally feel like doing, nobody'd go to work tomorrow morning. Now, this is the good news of Romans chapter 8. Look at the next verse, verse 9. But, he says, you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are now controlled by the Spirit, if you have the Spirit of God living in you. Now, anybody who does not have the Spirit of God living in them does not belong to Christ. Now, let me stop here and explain this. Some people mistakenly think that you get God kind of piecemeal, that Jesus comes into your life at one point in your life, and then maybe a little bit later, the Holy Spirit comes into your life, and then maybe a little bit later, you get the Father into your life. No, God is a Trinity, three in one. When you got Jesus, you got all of God. God doesn't come into your life piecemeal. When Jesus comes into your life, the Spirit comes into your life. When Jesus comes into your life, the Father comes into your life. When the Father comes into your life, the Spirit and Jesus come into your life. You can't separate them. You can't divide them up like a piece of pie. So the moment you gave your life to Christ, Jesus Christ put himself in your life, in his Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit. So you don't get God a little bit at a time. Does that make sense? Okay. God, the Holy Spirit doesn't come in the later point. He comes in and you get all of God when you give your life to Christ. Now the question is, does he have all of you? And the rest of your life, you're going to be given more and more of your life to him. And then the more you give, the more power you have. But he says, because I have this, I now have a new ability to say no. Look at the next verse. So, dear brothers, you have no obligation anymore to your old sinful nature to do what it begs you to do. This is how God sets me free from my compulsions. Before, when I felt compulsed to do something, compelled to do something, I didn't have anything except willpower to stop myself. Now I've got a new power inside me, and I don't have any obligation anymore to listen to my old nature. Now I've heard people tell me, I can't tell you many people who've had an affair, committed adultery, who told me, I couldn't stop myself. I couldn't help myself. I just had to do it. I just felt compelled to do it. Well, now you have a new help to stop you. And when somebody says, I'm a Christian, but I couldn't stop myself, they're lying. They're lying. Because they simply didn't call on the power that was there available to them, and they didn't rely on the Holy Spirit in that moment of temptation. Compulsions. You know, you can ruin an entire life with 1 second of compulsion. Just go ask a bunch of the politicians who had scandals this last year. Spent decades building a reputation, and in a moment of compulsion, lost it all. But I have a new power, a new ability to say no. Number four, the fourth mental habit I need to develop, if I want to change my life, is I need to turn my thoughts to God whenever I'm afraid. That's the fourth antidote to these weapons of self-destruction. I remind myself every day what Jesus did for me. I ask the Holy Spirit to give me better thoughts. I realize I now have a new ability to say no. And then I turn my thoughts to God whenever I'm afraid. Whenever I'm afraid. And this is how God's Spirit sets me free from me with the attitude of fear. Romans 8, look at the next verses, verses 14 to 16. For the Spirit God gives you does not make you slaves and cause you to be afraid. Instead, the Spirit makes you God's children. And by the Spirit's power, we cry out to God, Father, my Father. This is actually the Aramaic word, Abba. Abba is not the group. It means daddy, papa. You know, it's dada. It's the most basic, intimate form of father. Daddy. Daddy, my daddy. We cry out to God, daddy, my daddy. Papa, my papa. Abba, my Abba. God's Spirit joins himself to our spirits to declare that we are God's children. Now, when I was a kid, I wasn't very fearful at all. I really had almost no fears as a child. And was pretty reckless and had a lot of fun growing up. But sometimes as a young child, at night, if I heard something that was kind of scary and I was afraid, I would always cry out to my father. I'd say, Daddy, Daddy. And he could hear me from my room in our house, and my dad would come and see me. Now, when I was afraid, I never called out for my mom. And the reason why is I knew my dad was stronger. Now, my dad wasn't a big guy, but he was very strong because he was a hard worker, and I knew he could take on anybody. And so I'd say, Daddy, whenever I was afraid, I would cry out to Daddy. This is exactly what God tells you to do when you're afraid. Stop focusing on your fear. Start focusing on your Father. That's the antidote.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts. That's why he's created a brand new version of the Daily Hope Scripture Box. And it is beautiful. The new Scripture Box is silver, with the look and feel of leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's designed to hold the Daily Hope full-color Bible verse cards that will help you memorize God's Word. There are 52 new Bible verse cards included, which all feature brand new artwork and graphic designs. In fact, these cards are so beautiful, you can display them around your home. You can even frame them. This set of scripture cards is based on the series Invisible War. Rick picked out 52 Bible verses that will help you win the spiritual battles you face every day. Oh, and this new scripture box makes a great gift too. This practical spiritual growth tool is yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Sometimes as a young child, at night, if I heard something that was kind of scary and I was afraid, I would always cry out to my father. I'd say, "Daddy, Daddy," and he could hear me from my room in our house, and my dad would come and see me. Now, when I was afraid, I never called out for my mom. And the reason why is I knew my dad was stronger. Now, my dad wasn't a big guy, but he was very strong because he was a hard worker, and I knew he could take on anybody. And so I'd say, "Daddy," whenever I was afraid, I would cry out to Daddy. This is exactly what God tells you to do when you're afraid. Stop focusing on your fear. Start focusing on your Father. That's the antidote. Stop focusing on your fear. Start focusing on your Father. Now, he says the antidote to fear is two things. First, he says, the spirit that God has given you doesn't make you slaves, make you afraid, but he makes you God's children. Whenever you are afraid, the first thing you need to do is remember this: whose family you're a part of. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I'm a child of God. I'm in the family. And families take care of each other, and there's family protection. Now, let's say you grew up in Chicago or New York City, and your family was a part of the family. Okay. The mafia family. Okay. And you're walking down the street as a kid. Okay. And somebody starts to assault you. And you stop and you say, "Oh, wait just a minute. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? My father is Guido. And Guido works for Bruno. And Bruno is the capo de capo de capo de capo. He will make you an offer you can't refuse. Are you sure you want to touch me? Because I'm in the family." And the guy says, "Well, on second thought, you can have your money back. Because the family protects you." Now, when you start to be afraid, God says, the first thing you say is, "Wait a minute. Do you know who my father is? My father is the creator of the universe. My father is God. I'm a child of God. I'm in the family. God takes care of his kids." And then I cry out to Father, "Father, would you take care of this fear for me? Will you handle this one for me?" And my heavenly Father says, "Of course I'll handle it for me. Go back to sleep. You don't have to worry about it. I'll take care of you." When you are afraid, you remember whose family you're in. You're a child of God. You're not a slave. You're a child of God. And he's going to take care of you. And second, you call out to your Father. Now, what are you most afraid of? What are you most afraid of these days? You know, the number one fear people have, I know all the studies. People say it's the fear of speaking in front of others, it's the fear of heights, or, you know, the fear of new social situations. Actually, what I've found as a pastor talking to people for 30 years, the number one fear people have is the fear of being out of control. And when you feel your life is out of control, it creates enormous fear in your life. And the longer you feel it's out of control, you start thinking, I'm out of control. And then you start thinking, maybe I'm losing my mind. Now, the Bible says that we should not be afraid, but we turn to God. I remember one time in Northern California, it's the year I got married. At the end of the year that I got married, 36 years ago, my health broke, and I began to develop a fear that it's never going to go away, that my life is over. Shoot, my life hadn't even started. But I was afraid, this is the end of my life. I'm never going to amount to anything. Nothing's going to happen in my life. God isn't going to use me. I'm going to be an invalid my entire life, and on and on and on. And I was filled with these fears. And so we took a month off from work, and Kay and I went to Northern California, where my parents lived out in the country in the Redwoods. And while we were there, one day I got up in the morning and I was so depressed because these fears were just clawing at my mind all the time. And the phone rang and my mom picked it up and she handed it to Kay, and the man said, is this where Rick Warren is staying? And I said, yes. Can I talk to him? She said, yes. She hands me the phone. This guy says, Rick, we've never met. I don't know you. You don't know me. I'm calling from San Diego. But I heard that you were going through a tough time. And I just want to give you a verse. And it is this. God, it's 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. And he hung up. That verse changed my life. Here it is on the screen. For the spirit that God has given us does not make us fearful or timid. Instead, his spirit fills us with power, love, and self-control. Now get this. The more controlled you are by the Holy Spirit, the more self-control you've got to have. You're going to have. Now get this. A lot of people are afraid of the Holy Spirit. It's like, I don't want to be filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit, that'll turn me into some nut. I'm going to be some religious fanatic. I'm going to be like some of those people on TV saying, baby, you know, out foul spirit of nicotine, you know, and I'm going to be falling over backwards, and I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to lose control. Actually, it's the exact opposite. The more you have of the Holy Spirit, the more self-controlled you are. In fact, God does not give us, it says, a spirit of fear. So if you are afraid, that's not from God. That fear is not from God. When God's spirit comes into your life, you're filled with love. I want that. You're filled with power. I want that. You're filled with self-control. I want that. Okay, Holy Spirit, I want all you got. Fill me. It doesn't make me some nutcase. It makes me more human. It makes me more natural. It makes me more loving. It makes me more in self-control. Mastered by the master, I can master anything. Throw it at me. I can handle it. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the spirit in me doesn't make me a lunatic or a religious nut. To be filled with the spirit makes me more self-controlled. And believe me, brother, you need more self-control. The more spirit-controlled I am, the more self-controlled I am. Number five. And three more. Let's move these real quickly. The fifth thing we learn from Romans 8 is about the antidote to hopelessness. And that's verses 17 and 18. And the habit I want you to learn to develop is to focus on the long term, not the short term. Focus on the long term, not the short term. You know, there's a very famous study done by Harvard University, very, very famous study, that figured out that the more long term your thinking is, the more successful you're going to be in life. The shorter term your thinking is, the more failure you're going to be in life. People who fail at life have short-term thinking. They're only thinking about today. They're only thinking about here and now. They're only thinking about what feels good to me right now. But the longer term you think, the more successful you'll be in life. In fact, the longest term thinkers are those who are most successful in life. Now, as a Christian, we can win this one hands down, because when we think in terms of long-term thinking, we call it eternity. Because we're not just thinking about life here on this earth. We're not thinking about 40, 50 years ahead. We're thinking about trillions and trillions and trillions of years ahead. And living in light of eternity is the key to being the most successful you could possibly be. Thinking in long term. Now, when you think in long term, you're able to handle short-term pain a whole lot better. You're able to handle short-term losses, short-term failures, short-term hindrances, because you're thinking long term. Here at Saddleback, we went 15 years without a building. A lot of pastors would have given up not having a building for 15 years. Saddleback grew to over 10,000 people before we built this building. But it didn't bother me, because I was thinking long term of spending my entire life as a pastor of one church. So 15 years, so what? That's just 15 years. I was thinking long term.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts. That's why he created a brand new version of the Daily Hope Scripture Box, and it's beautiful. The new scripture box is silver, with the look and feel of leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's designed to hold the Daily Hope full-color Bible verse cards that will help you memorize God's Word. There are 52 new Bible verse cards included, which all feature brand new artwork and graphic designs. In fact, these cards are so beautiful, you can display them around your home. You can even frame them. This set of scripture cards is based on the series, The Invisible War. Rick picked out 52 Bible verses that will help you win the spiritual battles you face every day. Oh, and the scripture box? It makes a great gift, too. This practical spiritual growth tool is yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I love getting these letters from you. And let me just read one for you today. It's from a woman named Lauren. She says, Pastor Rick, every day when I'm doing my routine tasks or I'm commuting to work, I'm listening to the Daily Hope podcast online. I listen and I re-listen and I re-listen again to all the messages, knowing the value that they've had on my life. Rick, these messages have transformed my heart from a bitter, hardened, distrustful place toward not only people but God, to being in a place where I now have joy daily. I've got a joy that is not possible without God. And not only has my life been transformed, I've seen my family's life transformed. Rick, it is through all of that God has done and continues to do in this broadcast and through your life and ministry that my family has been transformed. I am excited to say that I'm now a donor to your podcast, starting with this paycheck. I've been so blessed by all you've given to us as listeners that I'm now blessed to give back. God bless you, Lauren. Well, Lauren, by the way, Lauren, if you were my daughter, you'd be Lauren Warren. Thanks for the encouragement. I'm so glad to hear how God is working in your family. And by the way, thank you for your contribution. It allows us to take this good news to other Laurens around the world and other people around the world. Your prayers and support matter. Thank you for listening. And by the way, everybody, God bless you, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.